This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, where today we find ourselves at part 28 of Draw Close to God. You know, I've noticed something about me that I didn't really notice before. And that is this: I could be filled with the peace of God. I could feel I was so close to Almighty God. And then one tiny thing niggles me. One tiny little thing annoys me. For instance, on the computer, I'll be trying to do something and all of a sudden, what I wanted to do, I can no longer do. And there's no rhyme nor reason for it. And it begins to destroy my peace. It begins to take away the peace I have. And I have no idea why that happens. Until I suddenly realized it is a button I have in my DNA. The evil one knows which button to press, and I think I keep it quite distant from Satan, if you will. But he knows which one to press, and how to do it, and when to do it. And that happened just now. Literally just before I was going to bring the Hour One Nugget. He does it to try and take away the anointing and the peace that I'm feeling. But I have a team that recognize that. And my PA Mags began to pray straight away. And the plea and the peace has come flooding back. It's wonderful. It is so wonderful. Turn with me to Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. Ephesians, the second chapter. And we're going to look at verse 8 and onwards. This is what Ephesians says. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. There are other religions in this world that call for work to be done. You can't attain the higher level until you've done certain things, until you've done a certain amount of work. God has turned that on its head. And Paul is reminding us today that our salvation, when we said yes to Jesus, he'd already chosen us. When we said yes to Jesus, it was a gift. It was a gift of God. It wasn't because of the works that we'd done. It wasn't because we'd gone out on the streets bashing a trumpet or a drum. It wasn't because we've gone door to door knocking on doors and saying whatever it is those people say. It was nothing to do with that. It was all to do with a gift. And this is what I love. And this is why I see what I see, because of the word gift. You can't take credit for this. You were saved by grace, says Paul, when you believed, and you can't take credit for this, because it is a gift from God, a gift from your Heavenly Father. If you have the word gift in your Bible, I want you to underline it two or three times. It is because salvation is a gift. Say gift. Salvation is not a reward for good things we've done. So none of us can boast about it. Purely and simply, and very easily put, salvation is therefore a gift. And in the New Living Translation, Paul uses that word, gift. I think it's amazing when we think about it. I think it's, how can I put this? It's something that we very rarely look at. It's something that oftentimes we don't realize. I've been looking back into the King James Version of the Bible, Ephesians, the second chapter, and from verse 8 it says this, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves," look at this, "it is the gift of God." Do you see where I'm coming from? When I receive presents, gifts, at Christmas time, we're all sitting around the Christmas tree, and each person is getting their presents. And someone gives me a present. What they give me is a gift. So I receive this gift. And now I'm looking at this gift, I've unwrapped it, and it's just what I've wanted. And I'm looking at this gift, and I think to myself, this is wonderful. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. Just what I wanted. There it is in my hand. It is my gift from that person, whoever it is. And then I look at the gift that God gave me, the gift of eternal life. I look at that gift, and I see that gift of salvation, that gift of grace. And I think, that's just what I wanted. But the point I'm trying to make here is, that loved one, that friend, who gave me the gift that was perfect, and I looked at it and I thought, oh wow, that's great. They don't then do this. I'm giving you this gift on one condition, that you do X, Y, or Z. That you go and do that, go and be with that person, go and do your homework, whatever it is. No one gives you a gift and then says, you have to do something to earn that gift. They give you a gift, and once they've given you that gift belongs to you and not the person who gave it. That is yours. And that is what Paul is drawing out here, using that amazing word, gift. And as you look at the King James, it says, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is not the reward for good things we've done, so none of us can boast about it. It's a gift. It's free. It costs you nothing. But the one who gave you that gift, it cost everything. And that's the point. God does want us to do work. He wants us to do His will, of course He does. But that's not why He gave you salvation. He gave you salvation because it is a free gift. And when you've received that free gift of salvation because you love Him so much, you want to do His will. Can you see that? Paul goes on to say, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. But the word is the gift. The nugget that you are taking away from this message as we draw closer and closer to God, the nugget that you take away is that word, gift. I never want you to forget it. I never want you to ever forget that word. In actual fact, I want you to write it on a post-it note. And I want you to put it on the fridge, or I want you to put it somewhere prominent in your house. And I want you to write these words. Salvation is a gift from God. I want to hear an amen as well. Salvation is a gift from God. Because it's yours. It's been wrapped up. And it has the most beautiful ribbon on it. And as you open that gift, this salvation becomes you, becomes a part of you. It is yours. It is your present from Almighty God. It is your gift from Jesus, from the Holy Spirit. So we take this gift of salvation, and we can either continue to go down that road and seek more because He has so much more. Or we can reject it and not bother with it. But I choose to accept this gift today. And so this is what I want you to do, beloved. As I close this message, I want you to make a decision that you will accept this gift. There's a significant reason why I'm saying it, because oftentimes we think we're close to God, but we haven't accepted that gift. Not really. But now the gift is placed in your hands, the gift of salvation. And all I want you to do is to say these words. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift of salvation. Amen. That's it. Say it with me now. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift of salvation. Amen. And amen.